This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dark days if you wanted a good Terminator RTS. This is your IGN review of Terminator Dark Fate Defiance by John Boulding. Some of the coolest bits in the Terminator series, and definitely the source of its best video games, are the future war parts. Terminator Dark Fate Defiance is an RTS that tries to follow in those robotic footsteps, spinning off of the most recent movie to put you in the boots of a military officer facing down the killer machines in the months after the nukes fall. Unfortunately, trying to combine that future war fantasy with a gritty real-time tactics formula falls short here, largely because the way your units fight and the campaign built around them feel like they were designed for two entirely different games. The meat of Defiance is a series of story-driven battles, with army management in between, set in the post-Judgment Day United States and northern Mexico that has you fighting against Legion, the Dark Fate timeline's equivalent of Skynet. The characters are mostly stereotypes with a few entertainingly hammy voices, while the story of your cut-off unit of military founders attempting to fight alongside a local paramilitary resistance hindered by local warlords and robotic collaborationists along the way does the job well enough in that it mostly doesn't get in the way of the cool RTS battles you're really here for. The battles themselves are realistic, detailed, and deadly. Soldiers can and do get picked off by stray bullets or explosions, or barely survive what should have killed them. It's definitely modern warfare, so large numbers and logistics rule the battlefield. Every unit tracks and requires specific types of ammunition, as well as fuel and spare parts for vehicles, all of which is depleted as you fight and has to be rearmed by supply trucks. It's the kind of realism that a good real-time tactics game is built on. Battling the machines can be great too. They fight like you expect, plodding, aggressive enemies that charge into danger with no heed for their own survival. But they're tough and numerous, so you have to deploy your units wisely and outmaneuver them to win. Most of Legion's forces are low-grade homunculus soldiers or armored vehicles, but when proper Terminators show up, it's always pretty exciting as things quickly get hairy. The infantry combat is neat, but it's made odd because of one badly balanced detail. Fighting in buildings is super cool, with units moving through the interiors to use windows and roofs as firing points, but cover outside of buildings is very hard to judge and finicky to use. Defiance wants to be a real-time tactics war game in the vein of Men of War or Ground Control, and at its best, it absolutely did remind me of those series, but remind me is all it did. Remind me that, yes, this genre can be excellent, and no, this isn't it. Defiance also has multiplayer and single-player skirmishes, which are serviceable enough modes dedicated to point capture and hold. They use a nice little point-based system to call in your units that lets you customize your army as it gradually scales up over time, letting you bring in heavier and heavier units. It also rules that you can play as Legion, deploying plodding Terminators and hunter-killer machines that use very different tactics than the human factions. Unfortunately, these skirmishes have a huge flaw. There are only four maps. RTS multiplayer lives or dies on map variety, and four just ain't enough to keep me coming back. Terminator Dark Fate Defiance is an RTS that tries its best to bring a victorious, dirty, gritty war between humans and machines to life. It delivers flashes of that promise in motion, but lets itself down with obnoxious missions designed around inconsistent rules. Couple that with a confused campaign structure and anemic multiplayer skirmishes, and this otherwise appealing idea tips into the better left unplayed pile. Terminator Dark Fate Defiance's IGN score? 5. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Terminator Dark Fate Defiance, Visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.